Jerry Brown, and from Texas, the former governor of that state, John Connally, who is an announced Republican candidate for the presidency next year. Mr. Connally, your reaction to the president's speech, and as I said, he ran a little bit longer than expected.
Tom, I think he was absolutely correct in setting forth a crisis of confidence in America. And I must say, tragically, that crisis of confidence has been brought about largely by the president's own inaction. I was delighted to see him once again say tonight that he was going to do something about energy. But I was disappointed that he did it in the way in which he did it. He talked again about setting up energy.
Excuse me, sir, when you say that the president himself is responsible for the lack of confidence, does that mean that all the things he ticked off, Vietnam, the assassinations, Watergate, that he was unfair in using those as examples of what brought on this lack of confidence?
No, not at all. And that isn't what's caused this crisis of confidence entirely. What's caused this crisis of confidence today is the deteriorating dollar, incredible rate of inflation, the energy shortage in this country, the rising rate of unemployment, and all the other things that have occurred since he took office 2.5 years ago. And his speech tonight was almost a repeat with a few more specifics of what he said in the spring of 1977 when he declared a moral equivalent of war crisis with respect to energy. Now, he talked tonight again about things he wanted to do, but he said he was going to set up a security board, an energy mobilization board to cut the red tape. He doesn't need that. He can cut the red tape if he wants to cut it. He said he's going to ask the Congress to require the utilities to over the next decade to replace their present fuel 50% coal. He can do that. He doesn't need the Congress to do that. He wants to go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to hear from Governor Brown before we get too far down the road. Governor Brown?
Well, I wouldn't quarrel with the general philosophy. I would say there's two glaring omissions. Number one, the president didn't say anything about nuclear power. I think he should have taken a very firm stand in opposition to the traditional expansion of nuclear power that his own policymaker, especially Mr. Schlesinger, is now recommending. This is a serious problem for the country. He said nothing about it, and I have a hunch that lurking in all that rhetoric, there is an attempt to expand nuclear power, and I'd strongly disagree with that. Number two, he didn't mention at all the opportunity of linking with Mexico and Canada into a common market of energy. North America can become energy sufficient with the oil in Mexico and the gas, the tar sands and the gas in Canada, with America sharing in an equitable way in various other matters like trade relationships. We can form a common market of energy, and North America can become secure of this OPEC pressure.
But Governor,
I was disappointed not to see the president point that out.
But isn't it possible that your disappointment will be satisfied when the president speaks in the morning at Kansas City or answers questions from people tomorrow night in Detroit?
Might well be, but I consider the opposition to nuclear power and the formation of a common market with Canada and Mexico so important that it should not be left out of the principal presentation of his efforts over the next decade.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Connally, if you had been making that speech tonight, what would you have done that the president didn't do? Would you have announced a new Secretary of Energy, for example?
No, I would not. Tom, I would have said three things. I would have said, number one, we're going to start mining more coal and burning more coal. That we're going to open up more public lands to exploration for oil and gas, and we're going to speed up the building of more nuclear power plants, shorten the time that it takes to build nuclear power plants. I couldn't disagree more with Governor Brown. We have to have nuclear power. 16% of all the electric energy in America today is produced by nuclear power, and I would have. In agreement with Governor Brown, because I've been advocating this for several months, I certainly think we ought to try to create a North American common market with Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And I think it should have been part of the president's speech. Well, but those are the things I would have said. Now, he's touched on them lightly, but without really leveling with the American people about what it's going to cost. When he says we're not going to bring any more oil than we did in 1977, what he's saying is we are indeed going to make some sacrifices. And when he talks about using more coal
Yes, maybe tomorrow in Detroit or in Kansas City. Thank you for being with us from Texas tonight. Former Governor John Connally and Governor Jerry Brown of California, thank you for being in Burbank this evening. We'll continue.